This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Zheng Huang Chia. Missouri voters head to the polls tomorrow for the state Republican presidential primary. The non-binding vote won't affect which candidate wins the state's delegates. But as KBIA's Jacob Fenston reports, one of them is hoping for a turnaround in the Show Me State.
When state lawmakers decided to move Missouri primaries up to February, the idea was to boost the state's influence in the national elections. But it turned out to have the opposite effect.
This is the worst of both worlds.
Peveril Squire, he's a political science professor at the University of Missouri.
They end up having to pay for an election, which will be very expensive given that very few people will participate. And then they'll have caucuses in March, which will have very limited attendance. And a lot of people will probably be disgruntled that they're getting sort of squeezed out of the delegate selection process.
Now, Missouri is once again a flyover state for presidential candidates. All except Rick Santorum. While the others were wrangling in Nevada last week, Santorum was here in Columbia. Since Newt Gingrich isn't on the ballot in Missouri, Santorum says this is a chance to show he can take on Mitt Romney.
There's no better place to show than the Show Me State, right? So let's show it.
Missouri will choose its 52 delegates and caucuses on March 17th. Jacob Fenston, KBIA News.
A Missouri teenager who pleaded guilty to killing a 9-year-old girl wrote in her journal that it was an amazing and pretty enjoyable experience. The words from Elisa Bustamante's journal were read aloud in court Monday as part of a sentencing hearing to determine whether she should be sentenced to life in prison for the October 2009 murder of her neighbor, Elizabeth Olton, in a small town west of Jefferson City. Bustamante pleaded guilty to second-degree murder and armed criminal action last month. She's 18 now, but was 15 at the time of the murder. For KBIA News, I'm Zheng Huang Chia.